This is CliffCentral.com.
Alrighty, alrighty. Look, we're in here, 20-something, just another cool kid hanging out with Londi Sam.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm fantastic, you know? Something is not right here.
Yeah.
It's good.
We're good now.
We're good?
Yeah.
Let me find you. Did I find you?
Yeah.
No. There, I found you.
There I swear.
Now we can do this.
I see you again.
Welcome, man. It's a very nice Friday. You know, I'm very happy that the weather is agreeing with us. Whenever the weather agrees with you, you are not allowed to have a bad day, right?
Yeah.
If you walk out and the skies are gray and whatnot, it's fine. Mm-hmm. You can be pissed off the whole day. But if the weather agrees with you,
you can't.
Yeah, leave that bitch assness to the side.
I'm
leave
a
it by
living
the door.
Proof of that.
Leave it at home.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good now.
Oh,
I
you
woke
good
up
now?
Feeling like shit, but I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Londi, a lot of things happened this week, love. A lot of things happened this week. Let's
Where
start.
Where do we even start?
Now, I want to start with the obvious one. And
What is the obvious one?
This is the one that was supposed to be the obvious one.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be our lunch bar for this week. Happy Women's Day type thing.
Yeah.
Man?
Yeah.
Can we just give it up for women? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is Nia? Like,
yeah.
Listen to you.
I failed to represent. Okay, cool, fine, I represent. But, hey, guys. Nia Shupa, ne?
Oba.
Men.
Oh, yeah. Why?
How are we supposed to celebrate Women's Day or celebrate Women's Month when does that guy? What's his surname?
Kana? Asilimenemen.
Manana.
Or
something like that.
Manana. I think
something
we should call
like
him Limenemen.
When he's roaming the streets,
it's crazy, right? Because of the person that he is, because of the ranking that he has, deputy minister.
So
no one has been arrested.
Yeah.
Already. Like, yeah. Seriously?
So now, yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday, if not the other day, he appeared in court.
He just appeared.
He appeared in court.
He didn't get arrested. He just appeared.
He didn't get arrested. Okay. He appeared in court. And now his defense team is questioning the authenticity of the video.
Oh, really? Bro. Okay.
Really?
Do you know what's crazy?
That's their defense strategy right now.
Here's the funny thing, right? I heard a clip. I don't know who he was talking to.
The brother.
Was it the brother?
To the girl.
And
that nigga
was like, okay.
Pissed as hell.
He was like, pega. Let's talk about... So, what... are you telling me just because this woman called you gay, you decided to hit her? Did you... I'm like...
My guy.
While I was listening to this clip, I'm like, this guy shouldn't even be a minute. It's a good thing he's a deputy. He just showed us why he's a deputy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like once these kind of things happen, there should be serious repercussions in a way that it shows other people not to get up to the same type of nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't care how mad you are, how angry you are, no matter how many times anyone calls you a... whatever, you know, being physical is not the answer.
And
like, what have you proved?
And in this day and age, there are people who seriously get offended that someone called them gay. So what?
Unless you are.
Even if you are, why should, like, why is it a thing?
I'm sure that guy's in the closet. You know why? When someone mentions skeletons in closets and stuff, I'm sure he gets very pissed off. What closet? Whose closet?
Siyabona ukuthi yena no Arthur Mafukat. Same WhatsApp group.
Same WhatsApp group. Same
by association.
You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. It's so stupid.
It's ridiculous. Okay. Another thing that was stupid and ridiculous. Vote of no confidence.
No confidence.
Tolu kuthi angeka hambe. Jacob Zuma. That guy's a G, man.
I don't know how I feel. You know how I feel about the guy.
I know how you feel about the guy. I just want to say this. Never in the history of this country have we had a president get away with so much. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. It's so crazy.
A nigga gets away with every single thing. And you sit then ask yourself, how?
Jacob is officially the Teflon Don. Nothing sticks, bruv. Nothing sticks. Another thing, what's interesting is there were 30 ANC MPs that voted against I want to see what's going to happen to those people. Don't be shocked. Udlabari cabinet reshuffles. Ning ning.
I'm over He's gonna this. Get his... I am so over this. Can it be? Can we just move on from this? Because
I think what needs to happen, though, honestly speaking, is let's stop with the, you know, vote of no confidence and blah blah blah. Let's stop with all those petitions and whatnot. Let the man finish his term. You know what I mean? Let him finish. I mean, 2019 is not that far away, right? Let them
it's
have
2 years away, my guy.
Yeah, no.
It's 2 years. That's it's a not. Lifetime.
It's not.
That is a lifetime.
Yeah, my thing, okay, fine. Londi, you are sitting here and you are complaining. What has Jacob Zuma actually done to you? Wow. Habash. All right.
Wow.
And on that bombshell, we shall continue. We are joined by a couple of very interesting individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They are worth talking about, right?
Yeah.
I think they're worth talking about. And, you know, in the spirit of, I don't know, finding fresh new talent. Like, it's become our niche nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we keep, you know, coming up with different people to come through and express themselves.
We have to do something about that, actually.
We do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put something together and let you know. Yeah, yeah. We'll put, like, a stage somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
Tell all these people to invite their people, and we'll all become people and have a good time and party.
And we do the most.
And do the most.
Yeah.
Man. Do the most. It'd be fantastic. So, what I'm going to do is, actually, I'm not going to introduce them like one by one and whatnot. What I'm going to do instead is find their music, right? Because
yeah.
I feel like there's nothing that could possibly introduce you better than what you do, right?
Best.
I think it's safe to say that, right? All right, so the first one we're going to play is simply called... what? Smosh Em Off. Oh, Smash Em Off. Smash Em Off. All right. Oh, okay, now, but we got Smash Em Off right here. We got Smash. You see what I'm saying? I haven't even put his microphone on.
Like...
He's like, hey, play the other one. Play the other joint. He's like, nah, man. We're going to play Smash Em Off, okay? And then we'll play the come up a little bit later. But to kick it off, we're going to, you know, smash him off. Well, now the surprise is spoiled because they spoke in the background. Guys, I'll give you the signal, okay? Is that okay? Then they don't talk when I say, is that okay?
Met a couple mommy shopping at the mall. You won't believe I smashed the quietest off the mall. So I gotta keep it secret after all.
We gonna smash more. God damn. Hey, all right. So now you guys can talk.
You know, we're ahead of ourselves, but yeah, we here.
You
Central
here.
Was good.
Ah, we chilled, fam.
All right, man.
Yeah, who's all? You say you wanna smash them all.
All.
Who's all? Who's all?
No,
you know, I feel like there's some little girl listening to the show like this. You wanna smash me?
Well,
no. from 18 and up.
Oh, okay.
From 18 and up.
All right,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, Becky, you're okay. It's fine, Becky.
But we're not only referring to, like, women per se, you know, also, like, boundaries that are trying to stop get in front of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold
yeah.
you back. You know, smash them. Haters.
You're going to smash?
Yeah.
Smash everything off.
Different meanings. Yeah. Different right. scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the official names, you know, because there's two of you guys in this group. Who's who in the zoo?
I'm Floss.
King Easy.
King Easy.
We have another member as well. Semi Dollar is the he's on production. He's the producer
Aye,
of the music
things.
Group.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
He couldn't make it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Errands.
Yeah. All right. Floss. How do you get the name Floss? What happened?
I used to have braces.
Yeah.
Back in primary, all the way to grade 10, high school.
Yeah.
So it just stuck like.
Floss. Oh, okay.
Yeah, nerdy guy turned cool now. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You
nerdy
had grills, man.
Nerdy guy turned cool.
Yeah, then turned cool.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
If you are not willing to affirm your cool, no one else
no
will.
No one will.
No
yeah.
one else will.
Yeah.
Forget it. King, how did you get your nickname, bro?
It's a long story. Well, you know, I'm not flexing or anything.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you know what's funny?
By
before
you know
before you finish, there's certain phrases that I look out for. Right? Yeah. Like whenever someone says with all due respect they're about to disrespect.
And you must know, right? Disrespect is coming.
Yeah, when someone says honestly they're about to lie to your ass. No, you man. Just said I'm not about to flex.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, King's let's about allow to flex.
Them
to
no,
flex.
Like I've it's been a while. I've been doing this for a minute. Yeah. So a few have said that I made it look easy, right?
Ah.
So, and the king is from the bloodstream back at home.
Okay.
You know,
you don't want to mention
and whatnot now.
No, you don't. Man. Why not?
Hey man,
dude, I'm done
with that. It's,
I'm somewhat royalty myself. Come, holla at me.
You said it for me.
let's go chat. We'll chat outside.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
Complete blood test.
You know what it is.
See what's happening. What made you guys decide to come together and form a group? Like,
well, it actually happened naturally over time because we used to like work together a lot from like in high school.
Yeah.
So the vibe was there. It was very effortless, and then we ended up being signed to a record label called Deep Forest SA.
Yeah.
So, but they're a house record label. But then we brought the hip hop in there. So we just ended up like, okay, you know, we're always together. Let's just make it official. Let's call ourselves Forest Gang.
And I guess the forest came from the lake.
The
record.
Deep Forest, yeah. Deep Forest, out. Yeah.
But it stuck because we didn't want to be, you know, individuals since we came a long way.
Yeah.
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 It felt more like a family.
That's dope, man. Mm. The way you guys write gang is a little bit interesting. It's a V instead of an A.
It's actually an upside down A.
It's an no. Without
that middle, what is it? Apostrophe?
No, it's a V, chief.
It's a V.
It's a V, comrade.
And the reason we chose the V is to have this type of discussion, for it to be discussed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
why are you putting a V instead of an A? Now it's a topic now, you know?
So, okay, well, kudos for that.
You know,
Now we're talking about. But just so you know, there's a lot of people who are dyslexic and they're gonna think you just wrote.
We actually thought about it.
Very intentional.
Because some pronounce it given. You know, like no, it's not given. It's gang.
Okay.
Topic.
Hey.
Interesting.
Clever guys. Look at you. So, why hip hop, man? Was that something you guys always had a connection to?
It's not hip hop, bro. Like,
I think that's why I shy away from calling myself a rapper. I think we're more of like artists because we sing. We've got a couple of house songs out. Mm. You know. Hip hop as well. So I think hip hop, the culture, you know, the dress code, the lifestyle. I think that's the reason why we ended up clicking.
But what, you know, I'm one of those people, Baba Vita bo Thomas Makola ga bona. You understand? And I've heard you guys rap. I haven't heard you guys sing. Can it happen? Can it? I mean.
You didn't want to call yourself a rapper, so represent.
I call myself a musician, so I make music.
Okay,
because he can rap and sing.
And yeah, you understand.
yeah.
So you guys just said that you can sing. Can it happen right now?
All right, I'll sing. We'll sing.
Here's what I'm saying.
You gonna leave me alone, homie? You gonna leave me out here?
You know what?
I
could find you guys a little instrumental that you can vibe with.
Okay.
Let's find the instrumental.
What are we doing? You want us to sing, right?
Yes. No. You said you're not rapping.
Express yourself.
We said we are artists, but we'll just.
Then do your thing, then.
Let me put it this way: I just want you to express yourself.
Okay.
If you want to sing, then sing. If you're gonna rap, then rap.
Okay. You know?
And if we don't like it, Lundi, what can they do?
They can somar.
Fusa! No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Come on, guys. I thought we were having a good time.
No. Of course.
Oh, they missed the joke.
I'm still trying to.
They missed the joke. Oh, wow.
It flew over here.
You'll catch it downstairs.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, catch this.
Sure.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Ha. Okay. Plus, there's another person in the studio who might just show you how this is done.
I think they should.
No. Let's
not
go.
Might.
They should.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'll
Forest
start with wood rapping just a
Forest
bit.
Forest Gang. Let's do this. Forest Gang.
Yeah. Forgive me if I'm being a little sentimental. Mama told me don't forget the fundamentals. This is a random instrumental. Clip Central. We at the Central. Yeah. We're all the way from Pretoria.
What else?
We're killing it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But just one minute now. Let me try saying, I just want to know if you love me or not. It's been way too long.
Way too long.
Kingy, let's get in this. Let's get in this, Kingy. Let's go.
I don't do basic.
Hey,
all those rappers claiming.
All right.
I see the swag is ancient.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got Della on the kicks, and man, we feeling just like Bruce Lee.
Shit.
Feeling like Bruce Lee.
Come on.
You say I'm out here feeling like John Cena, and you can't see me.
Hey, yeah, man.
Cause every time when I come through you, call me over.
Call me over.
Call me over.
Was the reason I thought you said you're down with me. But you still hit me over. Hit me over.
Hey.
There's been times we've been avoiding. There's been moments we.
Hey, Lundy. You know, Lundy, tell me what you think. Tell me what you think, Lundy.
It's raw, bro.
It's raw.
With us, we're like in studio mostly. We get on the mic, we do it, and then we take portions. I won't even lie to you. You understand?
Please don't.
Yeah.
No.
We do that. So we do that. Take portions and do it.
We'll record like maybe 8 sections, and we'll maybe choose the best portions to put it together. You know,
so that you have the best product.
We're not stepping or cracking. Well, no, that's not us, bro.
Oh, I.
No.
I feel you. So, considering it is Ladies Month, we thought that it would be a good idea that we are also joined by a lady in studio, and this lady, I don't know. You know what? Like, I feel like after the introductions that we've had already, I feel like she should talk first, and then we'll get into the music, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, her vibe is so dope already.
She's so cute. She looks very cute.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's very cute.
Oh, hi, Zimkita.
Hello.
Listen to the voice that time. Better listen to the voice.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really, really doing great.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No, it's awesome.
I can imagine you could have had so many other things to do, but you decided to come through and hang out with us.
No, this was the best place to be today. This was we're very excited.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look, my head is big enough already. Like, now we're just making it bigger. So let's talk about your musical journey, man. Like, I mean, what inspired you to make music? Like, there's so many musicians out there. Why music?
I've been asking myself that question ever since I started. I mean, I started way back, I think officially went into music when I was 17.
Yeah.
And it was through poetry sessions, you know, getting, you know, platforms like that.
Oh, you from the old school.
Look.
What? Mad respect.
Look.
Anytime someone tells you that they started doing music from a poetry session, man, that's when you know that's old school.
That's old school.
When you had to walk like 3Ks,
you know,
to get to the poetry session. And then you've got these bags that you carry with your poetry book and stuff.
It was so intense that I got into a band called Traveling Black. Now, here's the thing. We traveled everywhere.
Yeah.
And sometimes we traveled with no car. We are walking. We are literally walking to the destination.
And there's always a guy with dreadlocks with a guitar.
Of course.
All the time.
Yeah. Standards.
Yeah.
Standards.
Thank you.
And they're usually bassists.
Yeah.
Look, we had it all covered. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience because that was the one time I got to really learn music.
For sure.
And learn dynamics and also, you know, different type of styles, you know, because we had a, you know, bass guitarist, lead guitarist, acoustic guitarist. Mm-hmm. We had two rappers in the band as well as another vocalist. So we would share and bounce off ideas, you know, to a point where we just caught up with a new sound and we were just exploring because it was the time to just like go buck wild, whatever is whatever. We're here to just make music and we're not trying to sound like anybody else but ourselves.
And it wasn't even about anybody else.
We didn't even, because it was so new, it was so fresh. It felt like that. It felt like we were going through a special time.
Yeah.
So it was really wonderful, but then obviously reality kicks And, you know, at that time I was still studying drama at TUT. And, you know, getting out of school, some, you know, dentists, you know, to be some, you know, IT specialists to be, finance, what. And then we're getting out into the world. Suddenly, you know, reality kicks in because now your parents are not, you know, NEFSAs, those things.
Yeah.
They're not there anymore, reality. And it was hard to kind of keep things going for a very, very long time. So eventually we sort of, you know, found our own feet, you know, individually. We were, but we still, you know, okay, we're still good. It's just that we're all trying to find our own voice in all of this, you know. And yeah, after many years of really finding sound, because I've heard a lot in terms of music.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find something that would cater for me, my voice. I didn't want to sound like the next person at all. Otherwise, I didn't really accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. I felt like that anyway. And so I went through this journey. I did an EP in 2015. It didn't do so well, but it's okay. It's all right.
It's all right.
I had to fall, you know, because it's the first time that I was doing this by myself.
Yeah.
And for the next 2 years, I was just, you know, really going into it, trying to be daring enough to do something different and go all the way. You know, just as I do with my acting and my theater, that's exactly what I wanted to do with music as well. Just go daring, say what I want to say, don't like sugarcoat it, and sing the way I need to sing for every little track, and just go, yeah, go buck wild. And so yeah, 2017 is this year for me, and I just dropped a single, Yonke Into, and I'm dropping an album this year as well.
What?
So yeah. I'm on a, last year I had an incident. I lost songs. They crashed last year, and I had like 7.
Wow.
Gone. So when this year started, I had too much adrenaline, too much, you know, feist, too much fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to do this now, and I'm not going to go back. And I want everything. Mm. Everything that I've ever wanted, I want to claim it, you know. And this is what every song really is about, whatever interpretation, whatever topic I'm going in. I'm going in, like nothing is guaranteed. That's how I'm going in. So, yeah. It's been a crazy journey, honestly, because I've seen how the highs, I've experienced highs, I experienced lows with music. And the question is why? Because there's something in me that doesn't want to shut up. There's something in me that doesn't want to stop singing. And there's something in me that says that you need to. There's a need. It's not really a want.
Yeah.
It's a need. And it's inside. And it pokes you at night.
And it's almost as if you've got this thing living inside of you trying to jump out.
Yes. Like, and now it has to kind of, you know.
No matter how hard you try to keep it quiet, it's like,
it's like, shut
hey,
up.
Hey, man.
Shush.
Yeah.
What's up with you? I'm getting out.
For
sure.
For sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what music
is. That's when you realize you are living the right life.
Yeah.
It's not even about making a decision anymore. It's about just doing. Just
do.
It's crazy how we call ourselves human beings, but we don't be. Right?
Yeah. And all you do is try to fight being. Like, that's the only thing you're trying. Like, no, you can't do that because.
What will they say?
What will they say?
No.
We are born again.
No.
You know?
Because
and then,
if everyone else was being, we would all be fine. There wouldn't be any doubts, any questions. We'd be at so much peace.
Peace.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Look, I actually want to play one of your jams, and it's not here on the system accordingly. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to play another jam by Forest Gang. I get here and they were shouting, no, play the other one. Here it is, right? The Come Up.
Yeah.
Guys, walk us through this quickly. Let me play the jam.
It's called The Come Up featuring Big Brother. This guy called K2. He was on Big Brother.
Yeah.
It was our first breakthrough on national television.
For sure.
So we're like, we're coming up. We're in the come up.
Alright. So far, I don't know about you, Lonnie. Does the sound the come up sound good?
Yeah.
Is it? Can it come up?
Yeah.
Come on. We ain't gotta tell 'em. We ain't gotta tell 'em. That's it. That buzz bottle come up right now. We ain't gotta tell 'em. We ain't gotta tell 'em. We ain't gotta tell 'em.
We ain't gotta tell them, just see for themselves. See for themselves. We got made up, nigga. We ain't gotta tell them.
We ain't gotta tell them. You can see for yourself, man. As a chef would say, the proof is in the pudding. And the pudding tastes so sweet. You ain't gotta tell. Oh, it's the come up. First gang on that one. So nice, man. So nice. I can already see.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I can already see the thoughts going crazy for this in Cancun. Like when they played down in. Where's these other nice clubs and stuff? Like, I don't club no more. I'm sorry. Like, I'm too grown for that shit.
Kentari.
Yeah, no, definitely.
What? Booze? Kentari. Right? Taboo? Yes,
vanity now.
Vanity.
You know what I mean? Moloko.
Yeah.
Plus, it's the size of a shoebox. Woo, man. So nice. So nice, man.
Thanks, bro. Thank
James, you, man. Where can people get your music? Like, maybe someone's listening to this right now. I'm like, yeah, hey, give me that. Give me that.
It's on Audio Mac. If you go to audiomac.com, you just search Forest Gang, with a V, of course, not an A. You'll definitely find it there. On iTunes, Come Up is also there, and a couple of our tracks as well.
Yeah. You can find a couple of music videos on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Just to you know, view.
Also on Slicker.
Slicker Online is there, the EP. Yeah.
All right. Dope, fresh things, man. We've actually got a corner on the line. Big Rome, how you doing, brother?
What up, Jack?
Bona, I know exactly who you want to talk to, so I'm going to let you talk to her.
Yeah. What up, bro?
Hey.
Big Rome.
What up,
oh, man. Yeah, man.
man. Shout out to you, hey?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I hope you guys are having a ball, man. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but
Now we're having a good time. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, whatever. Why you hating? It's my turn to talk. It's not your time.
Okay, ask his.
FOMO guy. FOMO.
But anyway, man, I'd like to say shout out to you guys, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Central, for giving us, eh?
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Come catch us on the 2nd of September at the State Theater.
Wabon. If you had come through, we would have let you do that. Now you are just plugging on the phone from Pretoria.
The plug is so real.
I was saying in passing, but anyway, Yonki.
Okay, let me tell you something. Listen to this. That's your Yonki. You know, I don't know what's in the water today. I don't know what's in the air today.
But whatever it is,
it better be here next week.
So damn good.
Whatever is in the air today must be here next week. That's all I'm saying.
It's so damn good.
Oh my God. Zim Kid is so.
God damn it, man.
Man. Oh, if I was this other guy, I would be playing horns right now. This other dude. I don't know if you guys get it.
No, that one.
Such vibes, man. Such beautiful. What went into that song? How did you come up with it? Like, who did what, where, how,
look,
why?
I was somewhere. A first Loras.
Okay.
And meet up with Razor the Kid.
Yeah.
Now,
man.
He's a producer as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And he had this track and he was like, nah, you know, I don't know. Yeah. But here it is. Here's the beat. You know? And I asked him who made the beat. It's Cyber Beats and Lynx Boy Beats. I'm like, so what's happening with this beat? Like, nah, you wanna jump? I'm like, something just called me. Because he played and I was like, whoa, I can't miss out on this heat.
That one is mine.
That it has to be mine. So
automatically I was like, get everything on, switch everything on, and I'm there. I'm like, something needs to go like this.
Yeah.
And then after that, just like that, it happened. Like, in there was the first rough take, second take, that was it. The song was done, and it was supposed to, I was supposed to come and come back and fix it, change it, and then yeah, well, we didn't want to change anything.
Yeah,
because everything about it was just so real about that moment, because yeah. I was so depressed what? That day, like that day I was really, and I was also just angry, I would say.
Yeah,
you know, and I was like, why is all this happening all at once? You know, it doesn't rain, it just doesn't rain, Jade, pause, everything yeah. just goes wrong. And I was like, you know what, but honestly what I want is everything. I do want to be an actor, I do want to be a great musician, I do want to be a great writer, you know what I mean? I am all these things because I've accomplished at least the writing aspect and acting aspect, but music is still like, why is it always trying to fight me like this, yeah. you know? And then at that point, I was like, actually, ngifuna yonke into, guys, like, and like, you know,
why,
and that
why
I was literally
short?
Venting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, it was like just taking out everything that has happened ever since I started this music journey. And that is exactly where it comes from.
You should vent all the time because it sounds fantastic, man. Sounds fun. I feel like irritating you right now so you can vent in a studio somewhere.
Oh, wow.
So nice.
Does it happen like that to you as well?
Same. Like, we always, mm-hmm. it's better to write from experience because even, like, when you're in the creation process, right, you have more energy when you're like, I'm going to show them.
In the moment.
Like, you know, like that I want to show them vibe. Like, you take out your pen. Mm. Like, I even put my phone aside. I'm like, I'm going old school. I'm going to take out my pen and paper. I'm showing.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's more passion. I call it, when I make great music, most of the time I'm pissed off as well. whether some girl broke my heart, or I'm just trying to show that I'm the best.
Yeah.
Or just, yeah.
You feel like you're not being heard enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People also connect more to emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're real. Whether you, like you said, whether you're angry, whether you're sad.
Yeah.
You know, and
there's
also,
no other way of just expressing it. You can't just chat about it.
Yeah.
You can't put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I feel like it's cheating. Like you're cheating. You can't be a musician and vent on Facebook.
I know, right?
What are you trying to be?
Exactly? What's happening now? Yeah. Like, what's happening? You know?
Are you a Facebook celeb?
What's going on?
What the
hell? You got all your fans there. You know?
I think it's musicians are in a very unique position, I feel.
Mm.
In fact, artists, more especially in entertainment, I feel like you are in such a unique position because you literally present life to life. That's what art is.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
You are putting up a mirror up against life and say, hey, you over there, look at yourself. Look at you. You know? And when I hear music like that, like, it's not... It wasn't a question.
Yeah.
It wasn't statement. You know what this chick actually means this.
Yeah.
Actually.
You know what I mean? And from listening to it, you listen to the jam, and if you're having a bad day and you hear that, and you hear how real she makes it sound, you're like, God damn it, I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna go and get
exactly
it myself.
And that's exactly what I want each song to do. It cannot just sound good. It needs to just evoke whatever evoked me that moment, like whatever woke me up. It needs to do something, trigger, you know, something in you to do. Just go and get it. Just go
and get it.
You got it in you. Just go, you know? And if I can't do that with a song, if I can't, you know, influence that, then I can feel it myself. It doesn't even go out, like it just stays there in the shelf somewhere. You know,
true.
This was just for the books, you know, but like,
you know, when you were telling the story about how you wrote that song, do you guys ever find it difficult? Like, I mean, you were fortunate enough to have all the tools in front of you to get that frustration out, because that's how you felt on that day. Do you guys ever have a hard time trying to bring out a certain emotion when you're not feeling it at that point in time?
Sometimes it's you feel like maybe it's just too early to tell people certain things.
Okay.
You know, that's how I feel sometimes. There's so many things I'd like to say, but I feel like maybe they're just not ready for it.
Because you're really opening up to people at the end of the day. Like you're telling them. So it comes with comfort level and where you are. Build a relationship.
You can really
let
go. On the other hand, because it's Zimkita Soul.
okay.
Just because.
No, like everybody, I understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that first. Mm. And for me, I realized how much it didn't work for me.
Okay.
So it really, like, it failed. It really failed. Like, it really, like, flunked.
Okay.
You know? But this year, I don't, like I said, this year what I happened to do was, you know, don't lie to yourself.
Mm. Stop
lying to yourself. Let it hang, girl.
Be real.
Don't tighten it up. Like, why must you wait toffee for this thing?
Yeah.
Just, you know? And that's what happened. And now, because I'm in that space as well. I'm in that space where I'm like, you know what, guys? It is what it is.
Yeah.
Tatu ayek ankatal. Like,
you know?
And that's literally the space that I'm in. Mm. And the music that I write allows that. You know, what I need to say allows that, you know.
Mm. For sure.
Some are ready to hear it, some are not. It is what it is.
I think with us, you can tell by the R&B version of us, the house version. That's where you can tell.
That's
where
we open up when we're focusing on, like, the house music.
Yeah.
That's when, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if someone's listening at home. It's like, hey, this girl did this to him.
No, don't care.
And then, okay. And then he's gonna get her now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. But then hip hop is where, like, I guess I have my mask or my ego or whatever you wanna call it.
You're a nice strong.
You know?
We are flosser.
Yeah, we are flosser.
It's, hey man, and you know, from the outside looking in, people will never truly get it. They'll never get how difficult it is to be an artist. It's one of the hardest things on earth, man. Like,
it is so hard. It is so hard to actually create.
You know, I don't know, this happens to me sometimes. Have you ever listened to yourself and thought, cat, shut up.
What were you thinking?
Just shut up.
Yeah.
You know that happens to me with my writing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go back to my pad and I'm like, What was going on? And what did I write? What was this?
Seriously, like, when you become your number one critic instead of your number one fan.
Yeah.
Those are the types of things that other people experience, I'm sure. But for us, it's so in your face. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so difficult for you to just walk away from it, you know?
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of the time we end up fiddling with things we're not supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah. That
you
is
know?
True.
Instead of accepting defeat, you know what? This song imbalits. You know what? I tried with
archive.
This song,
but it's not archive. Yeah.
But it's archive.
Yeah.
You know that shelf?
You end up having songs that you never released.
Yeah, never heard before.
Yeah. And I think you are allowed to have those songs.
And I think we all have that despite how big you are. We all have archive music.
Until you die.
Yeah. Like the archive, okay?
That you put in some dusty corner somewhere.
Mm.
You know, it's like the porn folder on your boyfriend's laptop. That's always hidden in some corner.
In some corner. With a weird name.
With a weird like name. Typographic manifesto.
Manifesto.
You're like,
hi,
man.
You wouldn't even think of opening.
You won't open it.
What is this? Anyway,
what the hell is a typographic manifesto? Anyway, I'm not gonna open this. And you go over it, you know. So your songs need a typographic manifesto folder as well.
Yes.
From time to time, you revisit and you wake yourself up. You're like, you remember the last time you did this shit?
Mm. Yeah.
You're not gonna do it again. Listen to this. You're like, that was terrible. Let me go do some better shit. You know, it's a cool way to motivate yourself, man.
Yeah.
Really dope way to.
Anyway.
So now we were talking about this off air, and I was saying we are going to have a cipher, like a round table communication vibe musically. You can sing if you can sing, you can rap if you want to rap. Lundi, you are not gonna shut up because I know you want to shut up. That's the one thing you're not allowed to do. Okay, so I don't know why, but I do know why. You reminded me of a time when things were so much fun walking from Meadowlands to Orlando for poetry sessions and, you know, helping people carry their guitars and whatnot. And because of that, I thought this would be the beat we use. I don't know. Does it work?
Okay.
Does it work? Ain't nothing but a G thing. Who gonna kick it off? Here we go. Let's go. Somebody.
Oh my God. All right. Let me go first. Plus, I'm feeling good now.
Let's do this. Habash
Floss Forest Gang. Yeah. Please explain to me, what's the definition of a handout? Yeah. Yeah, highly bad and mental, there's some rearrangement needed. I be feeling so, niggas feeling so conceited. Yeah, it's the whole team in the squad. Yeah, man, looking for all the awards, all the awards, all the rewards. Bring brand new beat like a... Coming back. Yeah, many journey gets confusing. Had to rearrange the flow. X is using every excuse to try to reconnect. And I'm every time I look at them, I'm trying to respect, trying to re-click.
Check.
Yeah, every time, like, I've been thinking of brand new ways just to reinvent myself and express myself. And I'm always impress myself.
Oh, yeah!
You know, like, almost.
We out here. Cliffs and Shrimp.
Yep, babe.
Chilling with Jack alone, D.
Yep, babe.
You see, it's nice like this.
It's nice like that.
When we're all chilling like this. So beautiful like this.
Beautiful like this.
So great when it's like this.
Hey.
Oh,
you gotta let me know.
Shorty gin and juice. Shorty gin and juice. Paul got
it's a freak show. They finally get to see me in Beast Mode. Beast flows. We'd likely get the police to freeze, bro. Bento. No scandal out here looking for Liv Paul. Fixing the scene like Chandra's writing on my quotes. It's a pleasure to finally make your acquaintance. I'm a bad dog. I think I just ran out of patience. Watching those that are making it next to those that are faking it. It's a wonder I'm killing it because I'm infected. With realness, kid, it's so amazing. I'm fade to blaze because I'm hell raised from the shit I'm bringing. Can somebody pass it on to someone else? London, you've been quiet. I'm wondering if you come up the
show. Oh, my life, where I can be myself.
Hey,
never
work.
Wake up every morning, asking myself,
could
this be the day?
That's what I'm talking about.
And my words were just gone.
Oh man. I can't wait to listen to the podcast so I can hear that back, man.
And my words just left me.
Oh man, that was beautiful, man. That was so dope. I don't know. I feel like we should do it again.
Round two.
Should I get us another instrumental?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's do it this way. This will be our outro, Somar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, how do we keep up with you guys on social media platforms while I find another instrumental?
I am King Izzy with an IZZY_FG and
Twitter, it's @youknowfloss_FG. Instagram, it's floss_FG. Forest Gang Instagram account. @ForestGang. Yeah.
Forest_gang.
Yeah.
Remember that the A is a V.
Yeah, the A is a V. You gotta. Yeah. Intentionally. Yeah.
Well, the first place you can find me is on the 2nd of September.
There you go.
That's the best place you can find me. On the 2nd of September, I'll be doing something really real at the South African State Theatre. It's called Ascension, where an all-woman lineup, hip-hop.
It's crazy.
Hip-hop, all-woman lineup, you know. And we've got so many ladies that are going to be killing it that night. Like, seriously. And I'm part of that.
Who runs the world?
Girls!
Who runs the world?
Girls! I had to take that in. So, yeah. So, basically, I'm going to be there. South African State Theatre, #Ascension, #RampMedia, #South African State Theatre again and again. I'm excited about this because it's Rendezvous. It's a very beautiful spot.
Yeah. Very
in terms of
spot.
Sound and everything. Yeah. Like, it's just a brilliant spot to host any hip hop show. Yeah. So definitely make it there, because you'll be seeing me at my best. But definitely, if you want to get a hold of me, at Zimkita Soul, Instagram, Twitter, as well as Facebook page, Zimkita Soul.
So nice with it. This is how we gonna say goodbye. Okay. So we started off with the Forest Gang. Zimkita did her thing. Me and Lottie out of the building.
Hello.
And Nandi's still singing. Might be sitting there wondering what's going on.
What's going on?
We gonna make it right.
What's going on?
Gonna end up making a sound.
Oh, make it sound so good. Make it really good.
So good.
Make it real, real good. So make it really, good. Really, really, really sound real good.
Hey, signing out, signing out.
What's the gang
got to say? Signing out, signing out.
What's the gang got to say?
Signing out, signing out.
What's the gang got to say?
What's the gang got to say?
What's the gang got to say? The gang says goodbye. That's what the gang got to say. Guys, thank you so much for coming through.
Awesome stuff, man.
As for you guys listening, you can catch us next week, Friday, same time, same place. Just like that,
we are out of here.
This is CliffCentral.com.